Unity. The Unity Community Resource Center is welcoming back a parent support program to the organization, with Kay Ford taking on the role of facilitator. The parent support program was revived by the UCRC, which had seen the significant changes over the years, especially with children. Many of the challenges children are experiencing today differ from what their parents had to endure, adding pressure to both parties. Board members of the UCRC wanted to provide parents with the proper resources to raise their children successfully and effectively. Ford was hired to facilitate the program, which was given a new name. The group is for parents who have children of any age. Currently, events that are being planned will be targeting parents of children under the age of 6. Other engagements are being planned for the near future that will include preteens, teenagers, pregnant families and others. The UCRC hopes that the program will help parents feel supported. We want them to feel comfortable asking for assistance or help as to how to access other professionals who may or may not be within our community, said the board in a statement for the Unity Wilkie Press Herald. Other professionals could include but are not limited to early childhood intervention programs, autism services, physical and occupational therapists along with child and youth counselors. A similar program in the past was the Parent Mentoring Program, which was offered by the Heartland Health Region and run by B. Stevenson. In 2017, the Health Region cut Stevenson's position, which ended the program. The program was very well received by the group of parents who accessed it, said Ford. A Moms and Tots group used to meet weekly at the UCRC meeting space. However, with no one organizing the get-togethers, the UCRC has taken the lead for that group as well. This will allow the board and Ford to promote and hold other functions under the same group. Ford has more than 15 years of experience, working with children of all age groups in licensed daycares, educational centers, trained educators and schools. She carries a bachelor's degree in English and a minor in psychology and most recently a Level 1 Early Childhood Educator certification with the Ministry of Education.